This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS FM, the Shannon and the Morning Feel Good Big Show is on the air. The Monday Spectacular. And on the Star Phone this morning, one of the best-known drummers in the world. He helped Billy Joel sell over 150 million records. It's Liberty DeVito.
Yay! How are you? How are you?
Not only do you have a cool name, you're a great drummer and a great personality. And, I mean, you had just a spectacular career. You look at the numbers on this. You were the drummer on 13 platinum Billy Joel albums, sold over 150 million copies. You actually wrote and performed the drum parts on 22 out of 23 Billy Joel top 40 hits.
Jeez.
I did. I'm very proud of that.
Liberty, what could you have possibly done or said to Billy to get tossed on your ass?
Musical differences.
Yeah, that's what everybody says. Musical differences.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's 23 songs on the top 40. You know, that and $2.75 gets me on the subway.
What happened?
The thing that happened was, there's so many people involved in a situation like a band, you know, just like a radio show, just like anything else.
Right.
And if somebody whispers something into somebody's ear,
yikes,
and they believe it, but don't confront the person that it was said about, it's never going to resolve itself. And especially if the person that it's said about doesn't know what happened. So it wasn't until the very end that I just wrote to Billy and I said, this is enough. We can't go on with this feud. You know, I just thought it was just because he didn't like me anymore. It was
poor Liberty.
He sounds very likable.
I am, you know, like a Seinfeld show, you know, who could not like Liberty? Come
right.
on. Yeah. But, you know, so I never knew why he did what he did, and he never told me why he did what he did, and we found out it wasn't true after 15 years. We found out
that
really didn't happen.
Did it ever dawn on you to send that letter a little earlier?
Well, you know, I did send a letter when it first went down, and that didn't sit well.
It wasn't as warm.
I can tell by the tone of your voice, it didn't sit too well at all.
No, you know, every organization has their backstabbers, and I kind of named them.
I see. Oh. Well, you know, I can only compare your situation to that of Don Felder, the great guitar player who actually wrote the intro to Hotel California, and now he's been reduced to doing concerts where he plays that. You know?
Yes, and he plays to a tape, I think. He doesn't even bring a band.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, you're not Don Felder. And you've put together a great
memoir.
Story about your life with Billy and the rest of your life, right? Before and after Billy.
Yes, before and after Billy. I mean, you know, when that bubble bursts, it's kind of tough to get back on your feet again. Because I wasn't that person again. You know, I wasn't Billy Joel drummer anymore. And it wasn't until a friend of mine said, look, you got to stop saying you were formerly Billy Joel's drummer. I'm the guy that he chose to make those 24, however many hits you know, I helped him do all that. And now with the Lords of 52nd Street, the band I play with now with Richie Cannata, who played sax on that last song, and Russell Javis, who played guitar, we play those songs, and it brought back those warm memories again.
Yeah, you know, you have to. I mean, life goes on, and you need to heal and move forward. So I guess that's a really a good lesson there for everybody, you know? Sometimes you just have to let it go.
Yeah, well, like Don Henley says in The Heart of a Matter, you know, that stuff will eat you up inside if you hold it in, that anger, you know? So I had to let it go, and Billy wanted to let it go, and we let it go.
We're talking to Liberty DeVito, a professional rock and roll drummer. He's got a
and
new
writer
book
now.
Yeah, and you know,
thank you, Patty. Thank you.
Yes.
you make a very good point, because I don't think people understand how painful it is or how difficult it is to walk around and have people say, "Didn't you used to be Liberty DeVito?" and in comments like that.
Yeah.
Right. Didn't you used to be Scott Shannon? You know?
Didn't you used to be the chick that works with Scott Shannon?
There you go. But speaking about walking around, I heard you say that you had a knee replacement at HSS.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I did the same thing about a year ago. Actually, almost a year ago to the day.
Wow.
Fantastic. And did you do your rehab properly?
Oh, I did my rehab properly. I actually started playing a month after it.
But, wow, great.
Yeah.
So what's the name of the band now you're in?
The Lords of 52nd Street.
All right.
Very cool.
That was a name that Phil Ramone gave us on the 52nd Street album when he listed the credits to who played what.
I remember that. Now, the book comes out, what, tomorrow?
Yeah, I believe so.
Today? Tomorrow. It's out tomorrow.
Let Patty take care of this part for you.
No, the other thing we haven't mentioned is that Billy actually writes the foreword for the book. So this wasn't, you didn't just reach out and bury the hatchet. You guys actually connected enough that he wanted to write the foreword for you.
Yes, we did. We had a great talk. We, you know, all the old stuff, the bad, just wasn't ever brought up. It was just two old friends sitting and having breakfast together. And it was great.
That's great. That's wonderful.
I bet you when you walked away from that, you went, "Phew, thank God."
Yeah, I was really glad I did it. It's a real weight off, and it's great to have my friend back again. That's what the story's about. Two friends that were together, made all this beautiful music, fell apart, and then back again.
Yeah, he refers to you as family in this forward, which is a wonderful thing. Whereas he says we're as much as a family unit as any other relationship we had formed during our lives. So that's very cool.
He is Liberty DeVito. The book is called Liberty, Life, Billy, and the Pursuit of Happiness. You get it tomorrow, Amazon.com. And I tell you what, you got at least one person that's going to buy the book. That would be me.
Oh, well, that's great. You get it.
Hopefully there's others, Liberty.
Yeah, HudsonMusic.com, too. Both Amazon and HudsonMusic.com.
I got you. Nice job, my friend. Congratulations on everything. Liberty DeVito on The Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.